Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live, Porcelain Doll Transformation. This file will slowly make you into a beautiful, cherished porcelain doll. Sit on display on someone's mantelpiece or perhaps kept as part of a cherished collection. Who knows where you would end up or who you are actually being made by? All that you know is that by the end of this, you will have skin as white as snow, with beautifully painted features, with glassy but shimmering eyes, and flowing locks that are always perfect. Porcelain dolls are not easy to make. They take time, attention, love and care to become what they are. In a way, it actually all starts with an idea, a dream, just a picture in someone's mind that they want to put out there in the real world. So close your eyes and imagine that you will become a canvas, a place for someone else's fantasies to be drawn onto your being. A beautiful, elegant canvas with pale white that will be the base for so much more. What we're going to do to help you fall into a wonderful state of trance is let you imagine how nice it would be to slowly feel a thin layer of porcelain being poured over you, as if someone is making a cast of your body. Just a simple print of who you are, so that it can be turned into a beautiful doll. The liquid itself is as warm as your skin. It is simple and light in the beginning. Just a tingling, soft, caressing feeling spreading from your forehead where your relaxing eyes lie down onto the rest of your face. The liquid carefully moves just to the side of your nose and over your lips. This gentle, relaxing, almost invisible and softly warm liquid flows over your chin and your forehead to make a perfect imprint. From here, you let yourself fall deeper and deeper, so that the artist can start working. With some of the liquid porcelain already being poured over your skin, slowly making a copy of your face, you can feel the rest of your body relaxing, as it will be quite a while before we get to that part. So for now, you can just let yourself forget about anything below your neck and focus on your head, your face, all the features right now are sort of smooth and shapeless. with this soft liquid almost like clay covering your skin. Your face no longer has the exact same features as yourself, but would look more like a mannequin, something without many features at all. But slowly, carefully, with delicate touch and attention to detail, the clay is pressed against your skin a bit more. The shape of your face is being imitated, slightly simplified into doll form. But everything just feels so calm and slightly cooler than before. The warm paste that slowly cools around you is being shaped into a beautifully elegant face, still recognizable as you, just ever so slightly simpler, more doll-like. Someone from the outside would recognize it, and yet at the same time would know that the features are too pure, too calm to be really you. It takes a while for the clay, the porcelain, to settle. It takes a moment for it all to go, just as hard as stone, and yet a bit fragile and brittle. Right now, the clay isn't a perfect white. It is a little bit grey, but that will be fixed very shortly. First, we will cover this new face without any details. No hair, no eyelashes or eyebrows or even color on your lips. Cover it in a beautiful base of white. Even through the stone, you can feel the brush strokes of a thick brush, just slowly but carefully applying a thin, important layer of white all over your face. You can even feel it go down all the way over your neck, around the back of your head, and all the way up again. It's nice, kind of relaxing to feel that amount of attention to your body. It doesn't take very long for the paint to dry, and once the paint is a bit more dry, a very thin, precise brush comes in to actually paint in some details. It tickles a bit when the brush goes over your lips, helping to find that little bit of definition that makes those lips look nice and red and almost lifelike. Softly, the brush follows the contours of your nose and your eyes, creating shading and definition to make your doll-like blank face even prettier. With thinned red paint, a rosy glow is painted on your cheeks. It tickles ever so slightly, but it feels nice. And then, with meticulous attention to detail, your eyebrows are painted on. You can feel the soft rhythmic strokes all over the curve above your eyes. With a little bit of time, you know it will become absolutely beautiful. You can feel how fingers softly touch your face, a strange feeling as glass eyes are placed where your eyes would normally show, just a simple cover that makes you look so alive and yet at the same time beautifully blank. It feels kind of funny when eyelashes are being glued to your eyes. While you cannot see it yourself, you can imagine how pretty they would look. And when the warmth comes from a wig being placed over your now pale, empty head, you can almost feel the flowing locks falling down your shoulders. It only took a moment, it appeared, for your face to be completely transformed into that of a beautifully empty doll. If you were to open your eyes, you'd be nothing more than a head staring out. It is time, finally, to begin on the rest of your body. I'm sure that you know the dolls are almost completely empty, but they have some filling to keep their shape. We start by making the lower body heavy. For you to be able to sit as a doll, it is very helpful to fill the lower part of the doll with heavy filling, like sand or beans. And that weight feels so nice, as you no longer have to or could move your legs, letting them rest where they are. And once you're filled all the way up to your hips, the filling continues with a lighter, airier filling like cotton. It helps your upper body to be light, even with the relative weight of your porcelain head. Of course, this is just the base. From here, we have to sew on all the details, putting on those beautiful old clothing. Because you are going to be on display, it is not just your pretty face, it is also the rest of your body. And while I am slowly working on the clothes, everything from shoes to all the details on the folds of cloth, while your fingers are being covered by the same material and also turn into beautiful porcelain hands. While you feel some hands sewing, stitching, moving and pulling, making your clothes so pretty, you can feel the coolness of your hands as they become more solid, and they too are painted with white. Then, with just the tip of the tiniest brush, red fingernails, and some tiny detailing to make them more alive. The transformation is almost complete. It seemed like no time at all, and yet it feels so calm to be in this state, to be no more than a doll to be displayed. Your stand is waiting for you. A curved piece of wood sticking out from a base to help you sit up. It presses against your back and between your arms and helps you sit up all pretty. When you are placed on your stand, you feel that you are in the right place, that you are fulfilling your purpose as a porcelain doll. Some final touches, some soft brushwork, and the cool air of someone carefully blowing the paint to dry. You can feel how cherished you are, the loving patience in every touch, the careful attention to detail in your whole creation. You feel small, and yet your beauty is enough to fill a room with joy. In a moment, I will let you open your eyes, and when you do, you will be staring through those glass eyes into space, feeling like a beautiful porcelain doll. This will only last for a while, of course, and if you wanted to stop, you can. But as long as you want to enjoy it, you can let yourself sit, lay, or be in whatever pose you want to be as a blank, empty porcelain doll, beautiful, elegant, on display. Open your eyes. And let yourself enjoy the blankness behind your eyes. Allow yourself to feel how nice it is to just stare into the world blankly. But it's tiring to look, so just close them again. And feel yourself sink into that doll body completely. While the glass eyes are still staring at the world, your mind is no longer looking. So in a moment, this file will end. And if you want to listen more to me, you can stay nice and deep. Otherwise, can easily awaken.